Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
There has been a lot of turbulence in Ireland's general insurance market, with lots of companies exiting, claiming that it wasn't profitable. But a series of reforms, including the PIAB scheme and caps on payouts, as well as rising working population, has seen newer entrants expressing interest. One of the more notable new kids on the block will be OUTsurance from South Africa, which launches this week. And Peter Broom is the country manager of OUTsurance Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Hello, Peter.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Who is OUTsurance?
So OUTsurance is a company that's been around for over 25 years now. We've got the main company comes out of South Africa, but then, of course, we've got the sister company, UE, in Australia. So between those two, we're looking after over 2 million customers.
Okay. Now, what attracted you initially to a country with super high premiums?
Look, if you're going to ask my friends, Joe, they'll tell you it's because I really like Guinness, and that is true.
Okay.
But no, that's not the reason that we came. We conducted a 40-country search around the world when we looked for somewhere to expand the OUTsurance group to. And Ireland won out. I mean, it won out for a lot of different reasons. It was the strength of the economy, the talent of the Irish people that we could recruit locally to build a business, the stability that's been brought around the action plan for insurance reform, which certainly the PIAB guidelines, et cetera, just add a little bit of confidence to the decision, especially when you're making such a big investment. I mean, we've put 160 million euro into a five-year investment plan into Ireland, 100 million of which we've already put into the country already. So those things all add up to add a lot of confidence for the reason for us to choose Ireland as our next port of call.
And you're not looking at much bigger jurisdictions, the UK, Germany, Italy, Spain. Why was that?
I think for us, the thing about Ireland was when we looked at the market here, it was hungry for a new competitor. And we've already seen that yesterday.
Starving.
We've noticed that because just yesterday, you know, with the news articles going out about our launch, we were overwhelmed with inquiries. And I just want to thank the Irish consumer. I mean, the way they responded yesterday, trust me, if you've contacted us, we're coming back to you. Be patient. It was exceptional. I mean, we had people jumping on our website, outsurance.ie, and giving us a call on 1800 600 400 to inquire about OUTsurance and find out how we might be able to help them save money.
Are you worried that they might be lethargic or unduly loyal to their current insurance providers?
Actually, that was one of the key things that we loved about Ireland. The Irish consumers are smart consumers. They shop around. They want to make sure that they're getting the right deal. They want to compare their cover to make sure it's right for them. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that already. They're prepared to give us a try and to hear what our offer is.
Now, you are offering only two types of insurance.
Yep.
Tell us about them.
So we've got car and home insurance. So we're going to start very small and get those two products right. But the one big thing that we're bringing to the market here is something completely different, and that's our out bonus. Now, the out bonus is quite unique. We hear from people all the time that they always pay into their insurance, but they don't feel like they get anything out unless they claim. So we brought to Ireland the out bonus, which comes from our parent company. What that is if a customer's with us for 3 years and they're claims free for those 3 years, at the end of the 3 years, we give them 10% of the premiums they've paid us over those 3 years back into their bank account.
Mm.
It's not a discount off renewal or anything like that. Cash back into their bank account.
And so that is different, of course, from a no-claims bonus.
Yeah, 100%. The no-claims is just about your claims history, and we include that, so we give people full benefit for their claims history when we calculate their price, and that's really what consumers care about. They just want to get a comparison between companies, know what's the quality of your cover, what's the price you're going to charge me for the year. And then when they look at those two numbers and decide, hopefully, that we might be able to save them some money, we won't be able to save everybody money, but if we can, that person will take our price, and then on top of that, they get the out bonus at the end of 3 years if they're claims free.
Okay, now, interestingly enough, you're not using aggregators, so comparison websites. Why?
No, we actually prefer to get to know our customers ourselves. And I mean, we're a big service-focused business. We're building a big business down in Cherrywood. We've got 70 staff down there already. We're going to grow that to 300 staff right here in Cherrywood, Dublin, over the next 3 years. Mm. So we're very much about being there, servicing people, you know, looking after our customers.
And so you won't be. So people will have to go straight to your website if they're going to find you. Does that not mean that you're going to have to spend a lot more money above the line promoting your product, either online or television and radio?
Look, the first challenge we've got is making sure we can build trust with the Irish consumer. So that's our first challenge. We've got to get out there and get our brand known. So people can go to the website, as I said, outsurance.ie, and do a quote there, or give us a call. We love talking to people. So 1-800-600-400.
And you won't have to do kind of press 6, then press 4, then press 3, then press 10.
No. I hate that process. I mean, internationally, we love just making it very direct. Customers should be able to get to someone and talk to them in minutes, not hours. Mm. Having said that, we are overwhelmed at the moment with the response from the Irish consumer, so it's going to take a little bit longer, but please be patient with us. Over the coming weeks, you're going to watch the sort of service that we can deliver to the Irish consumer and that we're passionate about.
There was a piece in the paper, you may not have seen it, about gaps in home insurance, that certain bits of your home wouldn't be covered by the insurance company. I presume OUTsurance won't be doing that.
I haven't seen that one, Joe, so I can't comment on it. Look, certainly when we tailor a product, and there's quite strict regulation around the way that people, you know, insurance companies design products, we make sure that it's got the broadest possible coverage that we can provide. We match it to market and what the competitors are doing, because you want to make sure that customers are able to buy the product and to have faith and trust in the fact it's going to be there for them when they need it. And that's something we do globally in our other businesses as well.
And finally, you're not doing this from afar like other insurance companies. You've applied for a central bank license. What advantage does that give you?
Look, we were very passionate about being, and I think we are, you know, one of the first new direct car and home insurance underwriters in the Irish market in over a decade, I've been told. So we were passionate about coming, going through the process with the central bank.
Because that's being onerous. Licensed. That's onerous.
Look, it was thorough, and so it should be. I mean, you want to make sure that the regulator is vetting anybody that comes in, because we don't want any of the same things that have happened in the past with insurers, you know, perhaps failing. So it was a very thorough process, but we were very, very proud to be licensed by Central Bank. We're now regulated by Central Bank, and we're here in Ireland starting business in Cherrywood.
Well, best of luck with it.
Thanks, Joe.
Competition is always something we encourage on this program. That's Peter Broome, the country manager for OUTsurance Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.